wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIC.
Welcome back, everyone. The Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament underway here. What a 1A action we got here. Lane Hoender of Sigma Kyoto on mat number 8, taking on Trevor Smith, Ottoman. Lane, 40 and 8, junior.
1 minute underway here, no score, 0-0. Boonder, Sigourney Kyoto on his feet, hand fighting, trying to get control of the elbow. Working on the edge of the mat, in on a deep single leg shot.
Nick and Seb, send a shout out. Go Lane all the way on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Southeast Warren in a hunt for the team title. They've got a couple of pins in a major decision already, and lots of wrestling ahead of us. Brett Worsta, Rocket fans, he's on deck as well.
Smith tries a deep high cross shot there. Booner does a great job of fighting that off and gets separation there and back on the feet. Wrestlers working on the edge of the mat. 23 seconds to go here in the first period.
Poke on four.
All the helpful folks at Sinclair Tractor. Ten seconds left to go. Boonder on the edge of the mat. Got Smith in a cow catcher, but they're going to go out of bounds. Going to reset it back in the center. 6 seconds left to go here in the first period.
106 coming up here just momentarily, and that'll be Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren. Going to take the mat here. And I see the green coming over. I see the green singlet. And Hoke is out there to meet his opponent on mat number 4 here as we get to 160. But right now at 152, Lane Boonder of Sigourney Kyoto.
Yeah, Boonder,
Boonder. I keep saying Boonder. It's Boonder.
Boonder. Yeah, he's going to start in the top position here to start the second period. And Smith's going to get up to his feet here and get the stand up. But Boonder does a great job of elevating and getting him back to the mat. Oh, he had him on his back, but Smith does a great job fighting that off.
You've got Boonder, and I have got Hoke of Southeast Warren on the mat here right in front of us. And Hoke right away.
Boonder's got Smith in an inside cradle and going to get the 3 near fall points. He's going to lead now 3-0, but he's still working the half. He's chest to chest. Working on the edge of the mat there. Getting count. He's got the inside cradle locked up again. He's got Smith stacked up. He's going to get the pin. Call that in 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
Lane Boonder with the pin for Sigourney Kyoto. And now right out the gate goes Jacob Hoke of Southeast Warren. Gets the takedown, gives up the escape, just lets him go. 2-1 lead here. Hoke, Southeast Warren, trying to add to the wins here for Southeast Warren. They've got a couple of pins and a major decision, and they are in the hunt for a team championship here in 1A. Trevor Smith of Ottoman on the mat here. Just lost to Lane Boonder by pin for Sigourney Kyoto. But right now at 160 pounds, we have got Jacob Hoke, who's out in front, 2-0. 170 pounders getting warmed up.
Tough senior here, 54-2 record coming into this traditional tournament today. Leading now 2-1. Wrestlers on their feet, 45 seconds left to go here in the first period. Hoke trying to work an angle, but we talked about this a little bit last night and earlier today. Those wrestlers need to work left and right and not try to take those head-on shots right up to the middle.
Hoke with a 2-1 lead here. We're at 160 pounds. Jacob Hoke, 54-2, the senior. Avery Nelson of West Monona on the mat here, 44-2, both seniors. Only 2 or 4 losses between these two wrestlers. 160. Hoke circling around. Ties up. 11 seconds to go here. First period. 160 pounds. Southeast Warren wrestler Jacob Hoke trying to get another win here for Southeast Warren Liberty Center. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. And that will be the end of the opening period. Hoke with a 2-1 lead over Avery Nelson of West Monona. 170. TJ Dickering, or Dirking of Southeast Warren, will be on the mat here momentarily, along with Brett Worsta of EBF.
Yeah, Dirking last night had a tremendous night for the Southeast Warren Warhawks.
Hoke will start in the down position to begin the second period. Gets to his feet. The leg put in right away by Nelson. Brings him back down to the mat. Hoke was able to get to his feet, but the bit, putting the leg in right away is Nelson. And this time he's going to get to his feet, looking for separation, and will get the escape here. And Jacob Hope, the senior, will take a 3-1 lead over Avery Nelson at West Monona. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. 1:30 to go here, 1:60 in the second period. 3-1. Hope with the lead here for Southeast Warren. They'll tie up center circle.
Hope got a collar tie there and passes the elbow. Takes a little bit of an angle on Nelson, but Nelson does a good job fighting that off. Now Nelson in on a deep single leg shot. Hope does a great job sprawling, spinning back towards the center of the mat and fights that off. 3-1 your score.
Tremendous shot there by Nelson, but Hope showing off his defensive presence.
High 35 out of 5.
And then now Hope out in front, 3-1. They'll reset center of the mat here, 109 to go. Here's a shuck bite, lost, and then a double leg that's given up. And a couple of nice shots here by Hope. But both the shots wiped away by Avery Nelson. Under a minute to go, second period, 2-1. Jacob Hope from Southeast Warren.
Hope backing out there. Got a front collar tie on by Nelson. And Hope tries that shot by right there on the edge of the mat. And they're going to go out of bounds. Going to reset it back to center. 45 seconds left to go here.
A couple
second
of
period.
Nice shuck buys. Just could not finish and get fully to the backside of Nelson.
Hey, now we got Sal Arzani, if I'm saying that right, for my 35 on mat number 5. And 30 seconds into the first period, 0-0 score against Colt Kingery of Underwood, who the ironic thing of Underwood is a Centerville native, Joe Stevens, who's the head coach of Underwood.
Well, Jacob Hope gets the takedown, gentlemen, and will now take a 5-1 lead here. Well, Southern Iowa Wrestling here in 1A has been dominating all day long. Southern Iowa wrestlers have really shined here at Wells Fargo Arena. Now Hope out in front, 5-1. Over Avery Nelson of West Monona. Final 3 seconds of the second period. And Hoke is going to take a 5-1 lead here to the third period. Again, with that lead, you do not want to wrestle defensively here. You want to continue to be the aggressor.
Yeah, you got to stay on the offense here, and you just got to keep continuing to wrestle and not feel comfortable with that lead. Anybody in this tournament, oh, looky there, Hoke gets a real nice bear hug, takes his opponent down. Going to be a 7-1 lead now for Hope. A minute 46 to go in the first period. But Jason, he almost had him on his back and almost made a 4, if not a 5-point move out of that.
Well, Hoke has been so darn good. Got that first takedown. He really looked like the dominant wrestler. Nelson's held it close here, but Hoke now with a 7-1 lead here. Again, team points. You want to get those bonus points. You've got to get 8 points to get to a decision to get that extra point in the major decision. Of course, a pin, even more points.
Well, on mat number 5, Sal Arzani of I-35. And first of all, we want to thank everybody from I-35 that's listening in. Give up a takedown. Arzani got the escape and give up another takedown. It's at the conclusion of the first period. He finds himself trailing by the score of 4-1.
Hoke for Southeast Warren still out in front here, 7-1. Riding tough here over Avery Nelson of West Monona. And we'll have a stall warning, I believe, on Hope. So Hope will go out and reset. He's got two more to give before we really have to start worrying about it. He's got the lead here, but I know he's thinking about bonus points for his team. 46 seconds to go. Jacob Hope breaks down to Nelson once again, trying to work his way to the top. Deep waist, brings him back to the mat. Has that right side. Trying to get that arm bar back on the right side. Hope trying to get the win here for Southeast Warren. We want to hear from you. Southeast Warren fans, send us a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Go Lane all the way. Nick and Seb checking in. And it looks like Hoke's going to give up the escape. He's got a 7-2 lead here. Final 10 seconds. Jacob Hope looking to get another Southeast Warren win. Final 7 seconds. Clock ticking on this match here at 160 pounds. And Jacob Hope at the edge of the mat is going to get the win for Southeast Warren. A 7-2 decision. And Southeast Warren keeps on its winning ways.
Getting ready to come out here now for Southeast Warren is going to be a freshman, TJ Durkin. And he's quite the freshman campaign here, 51-5 record coming into the traditional tournament here this weekend. not quite sure what the program here is here, but me and Coach Cocker just got done talking this over, but they have T.J. Durkin listed as an eighth grader in the program, but we both know that that can't be right.
Which is illegal in the state of Iowa.
He's got to be a freshman.
Trust me, if we did that, we'd have a lot more wrestlers up here that list as eighth grade. But on mat number five, Sal Arzani from I-35 finds himself give up the escape to Cody Kingery, who now leads the score by a 5-1 with 37 seconds remaining in the second period.
Brent Worstedt, 170 pounds, going to come out here momentarily. Yeah, it does. You know, in the program, it says eighth grade now.
Yeah. I don't understand why.
Is it different if they're homeschooled?
For 1A?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of either.
We'll have to do some checking. And if you're a Southeast Warren fan and you know it, send us a text, 641-799-1437. But right now, Southeast Warren is absolutely showed up here at Wells Fargo Arena, meaning business. 7-2 win by Jacob Hope. T.J. Durkin going to take the mat here momentarily at 170.
Speaking of 7-2, Sal Arzani of I-35 trails 7-2 going into the third period over Cody Kingery of Underwood.
And T.J. is a ninth grader on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Good call, Coach Cocker. And we've got it right. The book says eighth, but he is in ninth, and that is according to our fans listening in, courtesy of these Southern Iowa Technology text line. Of course, we want to hear from all of you at 641-799-1437. And don't forget our Twitter account at KIIC Wrestling.
Maybe he's a young ninth grader. I don't know.
Could be.
I've just never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen it in the program either that they have somebody listed as an eighth grader. Now, if we was in South Dakota, I could
or
see
Minnesota.
Or Minnesota.
Absolutely.
An eighth grader, absolutely. But not here in the state of Iowa. Salazar still trails 7-2 in his match here.
Yep, they're on their feet, 110 remaining. He needs to make something happen here if he plans to move on to the next round.
A minute left to go in the second period. Salazar on his feet.
170 coming up here just momentarily, folks. Southeast Warren fans, EBF fans, stay right here. It's Brent Worstedt and T.J. Durkin going to take the mat here just momentarily. Shout out to the Warhawks. Go Warhawks on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. The Boyle family says, good luck, Brett Worstedt and Hunter Johnston, and way to go, Jaron Glasser. That's from the Boyles checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. And the text line moving fast and furious. Cheering for the Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas wrestling team. Go green, go get them, and take some names, and P.S. Durkin is ninth grader. Well, thanks to all of our Southeast Warren listeners who are checking in tonight. And our Rocket fans, as Eddieville Builders and the crew are cheering on the EBF Rocket wrestlers. Glosser gave them a lot to cheer about.
Yeah, and Salazar gets taken down again here, and he's trailing this match now 7-3. Starting the third period. Salazar's gonna. It's Kingery's choice, Cody Kingery from Underwood. It's his choice. He elects to go in the down position.
Durkin is on his way to the open mat. That's gonna be coming just momentarily here, Southeast Warren fans. Let's go, Brett Worstedt. Text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Casey in Eddieville says, go Rockets. Way to go, Jaron.
Well, Salazar gets Kingery rolled over on his back. Going to get some back points here. He's got two count. Salazar's got the reverse half Nelson in.
We have the smartest fans in the world, guys. Here's a text on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Durkin's track wrestling profile was messed up, and that's why he is listed as an eighth grader. And that makes sense.
Well, Arzani of I-35 finds himself falling short this round by losing by the score of 8-4 over Kingery.
TJ is also 160 pounds, only 160. Pretty impressive for a freshman. Go Warhawks, that is no doubt. This Southeast Warren club It is impressive, period.
Well, now we got Durkin of Southeast Warren, TJ Durkin, a freshman, 51-5 on mat number 5. We got Brett Wurst, the senior, 39-9 on mat number 6.
Wurst underway here in a front collar tie. Gets separation, trying to work an angle, working that left to right. Got to get past the elbow here, take a shot. And Verskocher in on a deep single leg here on Wursta. Going to get Wursta taken down. Wursta's going to trail now 2-0.
Mitch Champion in on a single leg on Durkin, just underway here on mat number 5. And here's a double leg attempt. But Durkin doing a great sprawl out, trying to avoid the takedown. And is going to somehow, I think he's going to get out of this. And he does.
Getting ready to come out here on mat number 1. We're going to have Caleb Reeves. Sigourney Kyoto, freshman, 29-17, getting ready to take on Steve Huber from Maquoketa Valley.
We are at Go Central here at Wells Fargo Arena. Back-to-back-to-back coverage here of all the Southern Iowa wrestlers. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437.
Wursta gets the escape now. It's D-Trails 2-1, going to get a stalemate call. Back on their feet. I'll stay here with Wursta. Jason, you go
Durkin over
Durkin
here.
And Kevin, you bring us Reeves over on mat number 1.
They're just getting ready to get underway.
Well, Durkin looked like he was going to give up a certain takedown, a single leg that was turned into a double leg, but Durkin did an amazing job of fighting that off and does not give it up. And no score here with 17 seconds to go. Now Durkin in on a deep single leg. He's trying to get the takedown. Has the single leg. If he can step over and get his head out, 9 seconds to go. Durkin has to get his head out. He's right at the edge of the mat. Will he get his head out in time to get the takedown? And no. Boy, what a nice shot, and not able to get the takedown.
Well, we had tons of action right there on mat number 1, where Steve Huebner pins Caleb Reeves of Sigourney Kyoto in the first 18 seconds.
Wow.
Caught him, put him right to his back. Match over.
20 seconds left to go here in the first period. Worst of trails, 2-1. Both wrestlers on their feet. Worst has got that front collar tie in. Trying to get some separation. Tries a little outside single leg shot. Nothing happening. Verskocher gets the takedown.
Oh, wow.
Here. He shucks him by on an errant shot by Wursta, and Verskocher is going to get the takedown. He's going to lead now 4-1 as time runs out on first period.
1:47 to go in the second period, just underway. TJ Durkin taking on Mitch Chapman of Tipton. Durkin, a 51-5 freshman. Riding tough here. He starts in the cover position to be in the second period. No score. 30 seconds gone by. With the leg in, Durkin is in control here. Riding tough in the second period. 1:27 to go.
Yeah, right back here. Getting ready to go underway here in the second period. And Verskocher is going to get a quick escape here. He's going to go up now 5-1. Wursta on his feet. Little hand fighting here. Trying to work a shot. Takes a shot in on a single leg. Verskocher shoves him off, back on their feet, separation. Right off the edge of the mat, out of bounds, we're going
to
go.
1:16 to go here at 1:70. It is TJ Durkin, Southeast Warren. This match brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, Latham Construction, and Quality Ag. At 1:06 to go, Durkin riding tough. He's started this second period in the cover position, stays in on the leg. 59 seconds to go in the second period, and we'll go out of bounds and reset things. Durkin riding tough here. 1 minute riding time already in the second period. He has ridden Mitch Chapman, attempted no score, second period. TJ Durkin.
Right here on the edge of the mat, Verskocher in on a single leg. Wursta does a great job sprawling out off the edge of the mat. We're going to go 1:15 to go. Wursta finds himself trailing 5-1 in this second period.
50 seconds to go, second period. Durkin of Southeast Warren, no score. Started the top position to begin the second period. And with 42 seconds to go in the second period, we'll get a stall warning as Chapman got to his feet. Durkin held on. And now brings him back down to the mat. Final 30 seconds. Durkin trying to ride out Chapman in the second period. That would be a huge win for the freshman. 26 seconds and counting. Let's run over to Brett Wursta.
Yeah, Wursta here. Got a front headlock on Shalushta. And right, working right on the edge of the mat. Wursta trying to pull him back in. He's got that front headlock. He's trying to turn it into a cow catcher. But working on the edge of the mat, and out of bounds we're going to go. 33 seconds left to go in the second period.
With 7 seconds to go in the second period, Mitch Chapman, who had been ridden the entire second period, gets a reversal on TJ Durkin, and Chapman will take a 2-0 lead going into this third and final period. T.J. Durkin, the 51-5 freshman from Southeast Warren, finds himself going into the third period trailing 2-0.
20 seconds left to go here, and Gable Verschoster from Woodbury Central is going to get Warren for stall.
I believe that's Verschoer.
Verschoer. I've butchered it about six times
yep.
now. Thanks for
I believe it's Verschoer. That's kind of a wrestling traditional name.
At 170, T.J. Durkin trailing Mitch Chapman of Tippmann. 2-0 your score here at 170. This is a third period brought to you by People State Bank in Albion. Bid Place Apartments and Belzer Equipment. This third period, Southeast Warren wrestler T.J. Durkin trailing 2-0. 1:30 to go, third period.
Verschoer gets the takedown right at the end of the second period, and he's going to lead now 7-1 over Brett Wursta of EBF Rockets.
Chapman riding tough here in this third and final period. 1:23 to go. Durkin trails by two, trying to do the sit out. Chapman brings him back down to the mat. 1:15 to go. T.J. Durkin trails 2-0 here. Mitch Chapman, let's run back to Wursta.
Verschoer hits a quick Kelly maneuver right there on the edge of the mat, going to get a two-point takedown, and then he's going to also get two near fall points. It's 11-1 now. Wursta trails. Minute 30 to go in the third period.
Trouble over here for Durkin has tried to do the sit out, and we've seen that before when he tried to do the sit out, got his backside too far out. Mitch Chapman chinned him back. He gets two back points in there, and now a three back points. Mitch Chapman with a 5-0 lead here. 42 seconds go. T.J. Durkin trailing from Southeast Warren.
Wursta here on the bottom, trying to work up to a base, trying to get some offense going. Verschoer doing a great job of just riding real tough. Got them heavy hips. Got Wursta broke down on the mat, trying to work a tilt combination. Wursta doing a good job of fighting it off, and he still trails 11-1.
Stalemate called. Southeast Warren. T.J. Durkin resets at the middle of the mat. Gonna be a caution. Quick start by Chapman. Chapman tipped it out front 5-0 over T.J. Durkin, the freshman. Trying to get the escape here. Sits it out again, but wiped away by Chapman. Final 25 seconds here at 170. Mitch Chapman out front 5-0 over T.J. Durkin of Southeast Warren. Final 18 seconds, and it looks like Chapman's going to hold on, gentlemen, to get the win here. In the third period with 12 seconds ticking away, T.J. Durkin trails 5-0, 9 seconds. And that is going to do it. T.J. Durkin of Southeast Warren is going to go down to the feet here. 5-0, your final score. And he'll remain in the race here. T.J. Durkin is going to be trying to do things on the consolation side.
Worst is going to get an escape here with 45 seconds left to go here in the first period, or in the third period. 30 seconds left to go. He trails 11-2. Worst of working a front headlock there on the edge of the mat. Verschoer doing a good job of fighting it off and gets out of bounds. Going to bring it back to the center. 28 seconds left to go, and Brett Wursta is going to need to look for a throw in order to capitalize on some points, and going to have to pin Verschoer to get the win here. And Wursta tries that wild throw right as Verschoer gets called for stalling, and Verschoer is going to get the takedown. It's going to be a 13-3 lead now for Verschoer.
Hunter Johnson is going to come out in just a moment, along with Ty Snyder. Hunter Johnson, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Ty Snyder of Southeast Warren at 195 will come here shortly.
14 seconds left to go here in the final period for Brett Wursta. Wursta is going to get an escape. It's 14-4 now, and he's going to get, Verschoer is actually going to get called for stalling again. It's going to be a point.
T.J. Durkin, the freshman.
Final ticks left to go, and Brett Wursta is going to run out of time. 1 second left. Brett Wursta is going to go down to Gable Verschoer of Woodbury Central Mobile. Coming out pretty quick, we're going to have EBF Hunter Johnson taking on Andrew Olson of Lake Mills.
Ty hey. Snyder, Southeast Warren, will be taking the mat shortly as well. Noah Boonder, Sigourney Kyoder, Tate Van Dyne of Southeast Warren, and Bryce Brown will cap things off at 285 for us from Sigourney Kyoder.
So if you're out there listening, make sure you follow us on Twitter at KIC Wrestling. I finally got in and trying to tweet everything out, that all the results and everything that we can for all the local wrestlers.
I think TZ and I were going at it pretty fast and furious, and we're just typing over each other. You are in control. You are the Twitter captain.
Where's that? We only have 200.
We have time for break.
Right now. And I think last year we tried to really pump it up to get to 200. Now, we've got to find a way to get to 500. We've got to have you following us on Twitter. We're going to bring you pictures. We're going to bring you results. We're going to bring you Joe Sinclair in the booth up here. We're going to bring you everything we can on Twitter.
All right. 195-pound action coming up. Hunter Johnston, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Ty Snyder on deck for Southeast Warren as well, 195 pounds. Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to come right back here, folks. You're listening to Iowa State High School Wrestling on your sports leader, KIIC.
Years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley.
Okay.
On the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames. Each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory. So now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall. Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
Go ahead.
All right, Rocket fans, get ready here. It's Hunter Johnston, 195, 42-5, the senior. Outstanding competitor. And he's trying to get a win here for Rocket Nation, taking on Andrew Olson of Lake Mills. Olson, 44-4, is a senior. No score, just underway here at 195. Ty Snyder, Southeast Warren's on deck as well.
Off the mat here at 195 pounds, Hunter Johnston. He's a senior for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 42-5 on the year. Andrew Johnson from Lake Mills, another senior, 44-4 on his stellar senior campaign. It's Johnston in there for Eddyville on a single leg. Nice sprawl by Olson from Lake Mills. Now Olson gets back up. A little front headlock there by Olson on Johnston. Johnston tries to drop levels, get down, and we got to stop in the action. Lost the leg band there.
Well, Anna Hazelhoon checks in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Says, way to go, Rocket Wrestlers. Cheering loud and proud from Missouri. All over this world on KICRadio.com. You can join us. Rocket Nation, Hunter Johnson's on the mat here at 195.
Have a Pleasantville match coming up for you in a little bit too, folks. That'll be Joe Kaufman. He's a senior, 31-9 on the year, going up against Overdog Rylan Richardson from South Central Calhoun. He's 50-2 on the year. Back underway here at 195 pounds, Hunter Johnston from Eddyville is on his feet in a scoreless tie. A little snap down try there by Johnston. Olson from Lake Mills backs out of that. Now Johnston tries to get contact, pummels inside, gets the front headlock in. Snap down try then. Now tries to spin around, get behind. He's gotten behind now, but good job there backing out by Olson. That Andrew Olson, a pretty tough competitor there from Lake Mills, hometown of our very own governor, Terry Branstad.
Pretty good scramble right there, too.
Yeah, that was a good scramble. He got that snap down. Looked like he was going to be able to get shut by and get around on him. Great match here. We're going to have to thank a lot of our sponsors as we go through here. Jim and Charlie's. We've got Jim Van Clavern and Charlie Sinnott there. Jim and Charlie's, your hometown grocer, just north of the northwest corner of the square in Albia. Helping bring you live wrestling here on 96.7.
How about Titan Machinery and Pellet, Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment, and Repair Services in Albion, Country Propane in Milo. And don't forget, you need some dirt work, Leffler dirt work, to get the job done. No job too big or too small. Right now, on the mat for the Rockets, is Hunter Johnston. No score here. Actually, an escape given by Olson to begin this second period. As Olson started in the down position here, 30 seconds into the second period, 1-0. Andrew Olson out front here. Hunter Johnston, the senior, 42 wins on the season. Tremendous career for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the senior trying to get it done here on the mat here in the opening round at 195. Here's a text coming in to my cousin, Cochran. He can't even spell Twitter. Keep up the good work, KIC. Joe Whitlow checking in. Hunter Johnston trails by one here. 1-1 to go, second period. Here's a deep double leg attempt there by Olson, and they'll go off the edge of the mat here.
But Joe's right. I can't spell Twitter. I can't spell tweet. I normally don't do this stuff. Social media is the devil.
It says you're a twerp. I don't know what that meant.
Maybe sure. I can spell that.
We are at 195 pounds. Ty Snyder going to be coming out here as well for Southeast Warren just momentarily. But right now, it is Hunter Johnson trying to get the win for the Rockets. Trails by one, 40 seconds to go. Here's the a shuck by. Johnson tried to get the shuck by. And now a throw attempt.
Oh.
And Johnson's going to get thrown.
It's off the mat, no.
No
they
points?
Do not get the points.
Wow.
A little bit of controversy there if you are a Lake Mills fan, but...
Well, we are a Rocket fan, and we will take
that's
it.
That's a good call. That's
yes,
a good
sir,
call.
That's a great call.
All right, we're back on our feet. Still 1-0. It's Hunter Johnson from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont on his feet. 25 seconds left, second period action.
Keep our eyes out here for Ty Snyder. Southeast Warren going to take the mat here.
Got Joe Kaufman from Pleasantville. He's competing out there on mat number one. And it looks like Kaufman has the deficit of 2-1 in the first period. So he's gotten an escape to his opponent, Raylan Richardson from South Central's takedown. 2-1 there for Kaufman from Pleasantville.
We are going to have a dandy of a third period here. It's Hunter Johnson. Trails 1-0. Andrew Olson over Lake Mills. Ty Snyder on deck. Keep up the great job, Warhawks, from the Brammer family checking in on the Southeast Warren Warhawks.
Johnson set. He's covered by Olson. First move is a stand-up by Johnson. Third period just underway here at 195 pounds. First round action at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, Class 1A.
Hunter Johnson, one tough kid. What a great career he's had for EBF.
Olson riding tough on top. He's a little bit high, but he's got real good arm control. He's got the arm barred on the left side. Now he switches off Barr's arm on the right, puts a half Nelson in. Now he tries a wild cradle, and Hunter Johnson can get his head out. He can hook that head.
He can get this into a reversal here.
Well, just like I said that, Andrew Olson puts the leg in, and now Andrew Olson with the leg in.
He loses the
leg
and gets the reversal.
He lost the leg, got a little bit too high, and Hunter Johnson gets the reversal. His first 2 points of the match give him a one-point lead with 110 to go at 195 pounds. We'll leave it right here for you folks on 96.7. Hunter Johnson from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, riding hard against Andrew Olson from Lake Mills.
Stacy Boyer checking in. Let's go, Lumpy Johnson. Rocket fans, hold on here. Final 55 seconds. Hunter Johnson with the lead here. Got the reversal and takes
Stalemate.
A 2-1 lead.
Got a stalemate here, so we're going to reset it. It'll be Olson on the bottom. It'll be Johnston covering.
All I got to tell you, Jason, my cousin might be right. I can't spell tweet, but he better be one of these 300 or 500 followers that we're going to get if he's listening, and he better find a way to follow us on Twitter.
Whistle move for Olson from Lake Mills was a sit-out switch, and that is effective, and he... gets Hunter Johnson to his back. Hunter Johnson hung on too long on that sit-out switch and got caught with his hips down and pinned with 36 seconds to go.
What a tough move right there.
Andrew Olson scores 5 points from his bottom position and then gets Hunter Johnson stuck in an unlikely move there. Just a flurry of action, a sit-out switch, and Hunter Johnson just had his hips on the mat and couldn't get him up quick enough. Back went down, and it was a tight pinning combination for Andrew Olson.
Ty Snyder's going to take the mat here. He's taking on Tyler Schample of Hinton. 39-11, a freshman, taking on Snyder, the 43-2 senior. Southeast Warrens. Ty Snyder.
Joe Coffin from Pleasantville is competing at 195 pounds also. He's on the mat against Richardson from South Central Calhoun. He trails that one 9-3, 120 left in the second.
Snyder. On the mat here, 140 to go in this opening period. Have to reset his headgear.
No score there, 195 also. Got a couple great matches coming up for you, 220 also, folks. It's Noah Boonder at Sigourney Kyoto and Tate Van Dyne from Southeast Warren at 220.
129 to go opening period. Ty Snyder, no score here, 195. Southeast Warren is a team trying to compete for a team state title. They've got some impressive wins already, trying to add to that here at 195.
All right, we got Noah Boonder taking the mat right now. He is 31-12 on his sophomore campaign. He's going to be going up against Newman Catholic Mason City Jr. 30-8 is his record. That's Colton Hansen. Boonder, Sigourney Kyoto, Hansen, Newman Catholic.
Go Ty Snyder from the Warhawk fans listening in. Let's go Ty, let's go Green on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. 50 seconds to go here, opening period. Snyder and Schample No score here at 195. 40 seconds. Here's a throw attempt by Snyder at the edge of the mat, and he's going to run out of real estate right at the edge of the mat. Will he be able to bring it back in? Final 30 seconds of the opening period, and a takedown right at the edge of the mat. Toes in, gets the takedown. Ty Snyder with a 2-0 lead here, 25 seconds to go, opening period.
Just underway here, Booner and Hansen on the mat at 220, and it is a nice textbook single leg takedown on the inside by Colton Hansen. He takes down Noah Booner, leads it 2-0, just underway at 220.
Ty Snyder out in front, 2-0, final 20 seconds of this opening period, riding tough here as Shample tries to get to his feet, but wiped away by Snyder. Snyder, 12 seconds to go, leads 2-0 after a takedown right at the edge of the mat.
Got blood timeout in that other 195-pound match that we're watching between Joe Kaufman and Rylan Richardson from South Central Calhoun. It's Richardson on top of that one, 9-4 in the second period, 15 seconds remaining. Blood timeout for Pleasantville's Joe Kaufman.
Ty Snyder, Southeast Warren's going to take a 2-0 lead to the second period. Roadhouse Shamples of Hinton in those final 20 seconds of that opening period. Snyder's going to elect the down position. Gets to his base, stays strong, gets one foot up, both feet up. Now trying to break the hands. And some elevation given by Shample, but Snyder going to get a stall warning here as Shample still hangs on there. Snyder trying to break the hands. Shample drops down to the ankles. Snyder trying to do a sit out here. Does the sit out. It's going to get the escape. And now right back in on a single leg, move to a double leg, elevates. Snyder with the elevation and another takedown, and he's got a 5-0 lead here, 1:29 to go, second period.
Still got 2-0 score for Colton Hansen over Noah Booner. It's Sidney Kyoto down in that one, 2-0. And now a stand-up attempt there by Booner, and Booner gets hand separation and gets loose with 8 seconds left in the first period. It's 2-1, and that's a big point for Noah Booner to narrow that thing to a 2-1 score as we run out of time in the first period at 2:20. So we'll go to the second period, only a one-point deficit for Noah Booner. Great match there. Want to thank Sinclair Tractor there in Sigourney, Iowa, helping bring you that one, along with Kaiser Soil Service in Agency, Iowa. That's Mike Kaiser for all your agronomy needs at 641-777-6099.
Ty Snyder gets the cradle in. Five-point leader by Snyder. He's got the cradle in 40 seconds ago, and he's going to get the pin for Southeast Warren. How about that, Warhawk fans? Ty Snyder, the senior, moves to 44-2 with a pin.
Just
with 42 seconds to go in the second period.
Just a dominating performance right there. And he just wore him down in the first period. Got him set up there. Great job on that inside cradle. Locked it up, rolled him over, and it was tight.
What a great combination right there. Ty Snyder flexing his muscle, flexing the Warhawk muscle. Southeast Warren gets another win and bonus points with the pin.
Hansen from Newman Catholic takes down to start the second period, and Booner covers him in a nice stand up there, and Booner just cuts him. That makes the score 3-1. Hansen with the second period escape to go with his first period takedown takes the 2-point lead.
Well, Southeast Warren Warhawk fans, don't go anywhere. Tate Van Dyne is on deck at 2:20. Right now, all eyes and all ears on your sports leader KIC remain on Sigourney Kyoto.
Nate Booner, or Noah Booner, excuse me, on his feet now. 1 minute left in the second period at 220 pounds. We're going to be waiting for Tate Van Dyne from Southeast Warren Liberty Center there at 220. Got an extended match at 195 between Kaufman from Pleasantville and Richardson from Southeast Calhoun because of blood timeout. I think still going with 1 minute remaining. It's an 8-point lead for Richardson.
The 220 contest for Southeast Warren about to take place here. Tate Van Dyne has taken the mat, and right away he's on a single leg. Going to try to elevate and go off the edge of the mat here at 220.
Booner is right next door on mat number three. He's on his feet with 28 seconds to go in the second period. Booner trailing 3-1 at 220 pounds, 20 seconds left in the second period.
Takes a while for everything to get caught up here. We'll get that for you here in just a second.
Wrestlers are off the mat now with 17 seconds at 220. Noah Booner gets back set in the neutral position, trailing 3-1.
We waiting for Tate Van Dyne, Southeast Warren, to get under action here.
Noah Booner gets through that second period without being taken down this time. He'll take the down position, I'm sure, to start this third period. He's got a two-point deficit. He needs an escape and a takedown or something good to happen here to advance on the championship side here.
We have mat number eight, I think, is going to be Tate Van Dyne, Southeast Warren.
Booner gets broken down by Hansen from Newman Catholic, and we've got a potentially dangerous hold there. So we'll restart it. Only 9 seconds gone here in the third period, folks. Glad you're listening in on 96.7, your sports leader in Southern Iowa, and all around the world on KIICradio.com. Now Booner gets set, tries to sit out. Good quick move there on sit out. A chin back attempt by Hansen from Newman Catholic, and another sit out attempt there by Booner. That is his go-to move.
Van Dyne's on seven.
Try to see him stand up. He got out of there with that stand up earlier.
Tate Van Dyne on the mat here at 220, taking on Ryan Parmalee of Maquoketa Valley. Mat number seven. Here's a shot in there by Parmalee. He's going to get the takedown right away, and then immediately the escape by Van Dyne. 2-1. Parmalee out in front here. Van Dyne at 220.
A warning on Colton Hansen on a restart after a potentially dangerous hold. Pauses the action yet again with 80 seconds left in this match. It's a third period, 3-1 lead for Colton Hansen from Newman Catholic. He's covering Noah Booner from Sigourney Kyoto. Booner broken down now, and a half Nelson being applied by Hansen. Good job wiping it off by Booner. Hansen very aggressive on top, though, here with the two-point lead. Countdown, final minute here in regulation.
Well, Joe, you do not want to blink your eye as Ryan Parmalee brought the bull rush, got the takedown, and immediately went into pinning mode and gets the pin over Tate Van Dyne of Southeast Warren. Ryan Parmalee, with 1:12 to go in the opening period, gets the pin win, and Tate Van Dyne will lose his opening matchup.
That's his 53rd win this year against no losses, and he's from Maquoketa up there, so you know he wrestles some 2 and 3A contests on Saturday tournaments there, so no shame there for Tate Van Dyne. He's going to have a match here in a little bit. I think he's going to be going up against Dustin Brown from West Lyon of Inwood, and that'll be hopefully the last match that we bring you today, because Bryce Brown from Sigourney Kyoto, we want him to win and advance at 285 to the championship side.
Here's a story coming in. Rich Albert from one of my buddies texting in, wanting us to tell the story of Noah Boonder at 220, or Boonder. Noah was wrestling 170 a month ago, guys. That's pretty darn impressive.
A 50-pound higher. He gets the escape but cannot get the takedown. And time will expire on Noah Booner, the 170-pounder turned 220-pounder.
Wow.
He will have another match coming up. We'll bring that one to you. We'll bring that one to you. A 3-2 loss for Noah Booner, 31-13 on his season now. He gets bested by Colton Hansen.
We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. Bryce Brown, Sigourney Kyoto, is on deck. Southern Iowa wrestlers, off to a great start today. We'll be right back to wrap things up here in 1A action as we move to the consolation side. Following our big guys at 285, you're listening to your sports leader, KIIC, High by the Mets, High Fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member of the FDIC. Albia and Erica. Then, now.
Matt, three guys. So we're going to carry it back to you.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, Sigourney Kyoto fans, Bryce Brown on mat number three, 27-9, the senior, taking on Jacob Geese of West Branch. Also a senior, 31-7 is the senior from West Branch, and we're underway here at 285 pounds.
And he was in on a single leg, and a nice job there by Bryce Brown to get away from that one. That was a pretty good single leg by Geezy from West Branch.
Athletic.
Back to wrestling now. Yeezy from West Branch, a senior, 31-7 on his year. Likewise, Brown, a senior, 27-9 coming into this contest here. Class 1A 285-pounders are on the mats. There will not be a break, and we'll go right back around to the 6-pounders. We've got no 6-pounders to bring it because we're on the championship side on that one. At 113 pounds, I believe.
Adam Proctor from EBF will be going out here momentarily. Then also 120, Alex Hanna.
So Bryce Brown, Sigourney Kyoto, senior, 27-9 on the season. He's on his feet competing against Geezy from West Branch. And like you'll see a lot of times on the big boys, just a lot of pummeling here in the first period. A lot of times you don't see a lot of takedowns by heavyweights in the first period.
Brown looked like he went to a three-point stance and was going to give a charge. And then Geezy gave a big right paw. Squats going on out there, big boys.
There are five 285-pound matches that are at least a minute old, and all of them have no score.
Geezy has a takedown, and now we'll take a 2-0 lead over Bryce Brown to Sigourney Kyoto.
Just kind of a pressure takedown there. Not really a great shot by Bryce Brown, and Geezy just put the pressure on and got the pressure down, broke his hips down, and was able to get behind for the two-point takedown. Early lead there, and time is expiring in the first period. Brown gives up that takedown in the last 20 seconds of the first period, and it's 2-0. Bryce Brown, Sigourney Kyoto.
Well, I'm not going to get this name right, but go Warhawks from the... Help me out, Joe.
Foreign Ashes.
Foreign Ashes.
Hey, thanks for listening, Foreign Ashes at Southeast Warren. We appreciate all of our listeners on 96.7 and the folks that can't get to our big footprint in South Central Iowa, but are able to listen in on the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com or that wonderful app, the Thunderbolt app, on your iPhone and Google phone.
Well, I thank Lathrop Construction in Albion bringing this broadcast along with Lockridge Lumber. Albion Hardee's. Right now I could use a little Hardee's in my belly. And Pete Harkness.
Bryce Brown starts this period here on top. Nice little sit out there by Geezy and gets the switch and gets behind, and that's a two-point reversal for Jacob Geezy from West Branch for a 4-0 lead here. Just underway, second period action. 285-pounder in class 1A.
I think Country Propane and Milo, Midwest Heritage Bank, CNC Cycle, and Windstream for making these broadcasts today all possible for you.
Also, Double D Repair there in Albia, Leffler Dirt Works, and Bluff Creek Archery. Proud to sponsor Southern Iowa Wrestling at Wells Fargo Arena. Please support all these great sponsors that help us bring this wrestling action to you. And we're going to be going all evening. We got a full slate tomorrow until practically 10:30 at night. It'll be a great day of wrestling tomorrow. We got a lot of action left here in Class 1A. Double play for you here. Basketball tonight. The Blue Demons and the Pella Christian Eagles going after it.
That's a huge contest. Albion hoping to keep its postseason hopes alive. They would like to make it back to Wells Fargo Arena here. Here's a sit out, a switch attempt as Bryce Brown trying to get the escape here, covered up by Geezy. Geezy with the 4-0 lead here, 13 seconds to go in the second period.
Geezy's got an answer for everything Bryce Brown throws at him. He's tried to stand up, he's dropped down and got on the ankles and taken him back to the mat. The sit out, he just re-switches with him as he makes the corner. And we're going to go to the third period, final 2 minutes of this one in regulation at 285 pounds. It's a 4-0 lead, and it's Bryce Brown on the short end of this one against Jacob Geezy from West Branch.
Brown chooses the neutral position to be again this third period.
I think that's a good idea, and it looks to me like Geezy might be getting a little bit gassed. This guy's hands on his hips as we get started here in the third period.
Scotty, can you hear me? This is Larry.
Here at 285.
Yep, I got you.
Here in a moment.
Shot in there, not a great one by Brown.
They haven't started warming up yet, so we're all good. Wait, 15, 18 minutes out. So I'm going to get situated up here a little bit. So if I don't talk for a while, that's just why. So
up to here momentarily.
Okay, it'll be about good timing because they're about ready to finish up the first round here.
Next lead here, but 28 points for Albernette. Southeast Warren sitting in second place with 17. Clarion Goldfield.
And you should be able to hear their feed, right?
They have
Yeah, I can hear them, yeah.
And Don Bosco,
okay.
Fourth and fifth place here. But Southeast Warren within shouting distance of Albernette.
Well, right now, Bryce Brown, Sigourney Kyoto Sr., the 285-pound heavyweight, trails in this match by the score of 7-0. There is 1 minute remaining. Bryce Brown is down on the bottom. You cannot score from the bottom, so he's got to get up, get out, and make something happen here for the Sigourney Kyoto wrestling.
Well, this Jacob Geese has been really impressive. Very athletic 285. He's a big 285, too.
Stall warning there on Geese, just kind of hanging on to that arm. So we'll restart it with 43 seconds to go at 285 pounds. Geese covers Brown.
Well, nice set out there by Brown. But, boy, Geese is so quick. Well, he covers that up.
He does a great job hooking underneath the arms on the sit-out so that he can't make that turn because he's got him double underhook. And if he continues that sit-out, Geese with all that 285 pounds can
bring it back,
chinning back.
How many times have we seen that tonight? When they try that sit out and they get too far on that sit out, and their opponent brings it back for a pin.
I can't remember. It might have been Deerking that's what happened to him. He got
just FYI, I'm going to put the headset down and go down to the scores table and get the starting lineups because they don't have a scoreboard that says that.
Well, we're going to run out of time for Bryce Brown.
Okay, sounds good.
Try to get a win on the consolation side here so that he can take on the loser of tomorrow's quarterfinal round on the bottom side here at Class 1A, 285 pounds. Great effort there from Bryce Brown. He goes down by the score 8-0.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll move to the consolation side here at 1A. When we come back, High Above the Mets, High Fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Kevin Cochran, and Travis Avril, along with your truly, Jason Summers, will be back after this timeout.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Main in Al.
Jason?
Is a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check out these Lent specials. Alaskan pollock fillets are $1.99 per pound. Vandekamp's Crunch Fish Sticks, 22-ounce packages, just $3.99. Fresh frozen premium cooked fish loins are $5.59 per pound. Fresh Lent specials from Jim and Charlie's.